Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today our question comes from someone who suspects her company is struggling financially. So today we're going to talk about the signs that your company may be shrinking. We're going to talk about that. We'll also address her situation. We'll consider what the symptoms are if your company is in fact not doing well.
Yeah, that can be very stressful when you suspect that your company may be in trouble, financial or otherwise, but no one's actually saying anything. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I work at a mid-sized company as an accounts payable manager. I've been with this firm for a while. For the past few years or so, it feels like the company has been struggling financially. This keeps getting worse, and I don't see any plans being made to address the issue. The lack of bonuses and low pay increases have caused low morale among the employees, so much so that many people have left for better opportunities. Very few of these employees get replaced after leaving. Should I treat this as a sign that it is time to move on myself, or should I wait it out and hope it gets better again? I really do like my job, and I personally don't have too many complaints, but I also don't want to stay with a sinking ship. Thank you for your help.
I think it's an interesting question because it does sound like things are not good. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely some red flags here, but then she's having such a positive experience and likes her job. That's confusing to me. Morale is low, yet it hasn't affected her. That's confusing. So it may be something else that's going on. I'm just wondering if it's not financial, if maybe the company's just shifting in a different direction. Mm-hmm. So maybe the people that left, they wanted to leave. I don't know, but I think it might be worth it for her. If she's accounts payable manager, she certainly has a manager. Maybe go to that manager and ask what's going on here. Should I be looking for another job?
Yeah.
They may not tell you the truth, but they may tell you something you don't know.
Right. Uh-huh.
To me, it looks very shrinky, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. Like the lack of bonuses, the low pay. That one is not so bad. But the low morale and people leaving and not being replaced, that seems
well,
like
I think
an
in
indicator.
General that those are bad signs, but that's not her experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her experience is she's happy at her job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any complaints. I don't have too many complaints, and I want to stay unless it's sinking. So that's confusing to me. Normally you don't hear that from people.
Right. Although, is there some amount of protection if you're in the accounting side of a business?
No, I think those are the first people that know. That's why I'm wondering if there's something else going on.
It's a cultural shift.
I mean, nobody is anybody coming to her and saying, don't pay the bills this month?
Right.
You know, I don't. The fact that she is happy, I'm just suspicious. And I think it's worth a conversation to find out, you know, maybe they are changing their marketing strategy and they want to go in another direction, which means sometimes, you know, in changing who your customer base is, the business may not do well for a year or two. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just find it suspicious that she is having a good experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I am with
you
there.
And I could be wrong.
Well, I've been with clients who have seen similar things and in some regards have been in denial of what's actually going on until their position is in jeopardy in one way or another. So I agree with you. I think you ultimately need more information is what you're saying, right? Find out what's actually going on. And it's also interesting that it's a company that may not be big on communication because if they are, say, restructuring or going into a different industry altogether or a different market rather, clearly, I guess it's not being communicated at this time.
Right.
Yeah, and maybe talk to some of the departing employees and find out, you know, what's the conversation.
Right.
That, you know, maybe they know something she doesn't know. But it's hard to believe that she's in the accounting department and doesn't know there's a problem.
Yeah.
I find that unusual. So she could be in denial. It could be that the ship is sinking. If, in fact, the company is not doing well in a time when the economy is strong, mm-hmm. then you might want to look if mm-hmm. that's the case.
Yeah. Okay, so really this is about
getting more information.
Don't jump to a conclusion, but do read the signs and ask poignant questions, it sounds like. And one other question I would ask of you, Kathy, is would you go to HR?
No.
No. Okay.
Now, I'd go to your immediate boss, who's probably, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the accountant of the firm or maybe the CFO.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they would know. I mean, yeah. they would 100% know what's going on.
Right.
And they may say to her, look, we're not doing well, but we don't want to lose you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then she's okay, you know, and then he'll, you know, please let him, I'm assuming it's a him, might be a woman,
yeah.
Ask them to let you know when you should be looking.
Yeah.
And I would just start looking. That doesn't mean you're going to jump ship, but, you know, start looking.
Yeah.
So no matter what, it's important to seek out the truth of what's actually going on here so that you can make a good decision regarding your own plans, future plans.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and actually talk more about what are the signs and symptoms that your company is shrinking. So if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, just tweet us at AskK2.
And if you want to get onto our email list, you can text us now at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. That's at 228-28, My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So we're going to talk about the signs and symptoms that your company might be shrinking, and it may be a very big secret, you know, because mm-hmm. they don't want their clients to know, mm-hmm. But your company might not be doing well. And you know, you would be the first to know because you know. Well, anyway, here's some of the symptoms you should be looking at. I think the first to go are the executives. The people in the highest paid positions are usually mm-hmm. the ones that they either force out or know to leave because, you know, they're not going to do all that well. Mm-hmm. So that's a sign. I also think if there's bad press or rumors going around the industry, then that's another, tip. I also think if there's a lot of closed doors and poor communication going on, that's another tip. If perks just vanish, there's, you know, there used to be bonuses and no longer, or there used to be expenses and no longer. Mm-hmm. I think that's a problem. If there's, you walk by a bunch of empty desks. I remember once in publishing, we went to, I don't remember what
yes.
publisher. There was like a floor of empty desks. And we're like, what? That's... These people... What's going on here? Well, I forget who the publisher was. Doesn't matter. They all went through that. Less work. If there's less work, that's kind of obvious. Let's see. And you don't see any investments in new hires or in technology.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the signs.
I have some more.
Okay.
This is a literal one. If your company loses a major client and isn't able to replace them, that's usually a sure sign that trouble is a coming. If you don't see any signs of marketing and aggressive sales generation, if it all seems passive. If you hear a lot of complaints about things aren't as good as they used to be, which you can hear sort of in a whispery kind of way.
Right.
And I was also thinking, you mentioned about the space, sometimes... It's not empty desks. It's moving, shrinking the location, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming into smaller and smaller space, basically because there's less and less revenue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just to add to your list.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're working for a company that appears to be shrinking, their reputation is not all that great. And, you know, it's definitely a sign that you should be looking. And, you know, you can... You can stay till the end, But I think you have a better chance of getting hired if you leave while you're employed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, I just thought of something, which is if the industry overall is shrinking and your company is within that and competing for fewer and fewer, mm-hmm. Jobs, customers, market share, then you may just be in an overall surge or shrinkage that your company is going to have to weather one way or another. So right. I think you want to look for signs of innovation as well, or repositioning, repurposing, mm-hmm. whatever it is they do that would tell you that even if the market itself is shrinking, they're trying to find new avenues of revenue.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked for a shrinking
situation? But I've seen them come back. Mm-hmm. I've seen, companies that were very stable and then they went through a period where maybe they lost some market share and then they went in a different direction and they, had to get more money and in search of investment. So I've seen them companies go through different cycles, and we know companies go through cycles.
Yeah.
So you can't always be sure that it's going bye-bye,
right?
And you may not want to live through, the bad times with a company, and you don't have to. But sometimes it's very interesting to learn that,
mm-hmm. yeah.
especially if you want to be a business owner, to learn how to run a lean organization.
Right.
Yeah, I think also, though, it has a lot to do with the leadership, right? If you mm-hmm. see the leader, whoever is the head of the organization, addressing the shrinkage, saying in some way we're going to try these new things, or we're going to work on going in a different direction, or we're going to take our resources and apply them to this area, then at least you know that, as you're saying, it may be a temporary situation, but it's being addressed.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even high growth is a temporary situation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't last forever either, so... you can't always be in a company that's grow.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to, I think it's important to see all seasons mm-hmm. of, what a business looks like. So that's why I wasn't so quick to say to our questioner, you've got
to
run out.
To leave. Right.
Because it could be something different than going under. It could be a transition period.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just say one other sign of a shrinking market, at least that I know of. Again, a few of my clients who've worked for various organizations, when they have the job of one person and then it becomes the job of two people and then it becomes the job of three people, because as each person has left, they haven't rehired, mm-hmm. and in fact, they just keep giving you more responsibilities. Mm-hmm. That's not always a sign of shrinkage, but it can be, and I've seen it to be so, just in the sense that it's telling you that the company is not willing to apply resources to their employees.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they're going under.
No.
No.
It just means that's how they're going to survive. Mm-hmm.
So going under is...
what I described before, really going is when there's bad rumors, there's a lot of closed doors and poor communication, there's absolutely no perks, they're vanished, leadership is leaving.
Yeah. Someone's behind bars.
Yeah, well, that's... that will tell you something.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, okay. So...
All right, so that's it for this segment. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.